Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Damien Hirst has burned thousands of his paintings in front of fans as part of a project testing the value of physical paintings versus digital works. Now, the British artist, and it's an amazing piece of viewing if you haven't seen it, but the British artist who's famous for controversial works already, such as a tiger shark pickled in formaldehyde, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, plans to destroy work estimated to be worth almost 10 billion, or 10, that'd be something, wouldn't it? 10 million pounds. But the big question is, why? Why is he doing it? Well, art curator and writer Vary Claffey is with me now to explain it all. Vary, you're very welcome to the programme. Is this just a massive PR stunt, I wonder?
It partly is. I think you described it well when you were talking about what Damien Hirst does. And I think it's fair to say that a lot of what he does is really about impact in various different ways, and the kind of why question around that he avoids, really. He talks early about an earlier conversation with Joe Strummer, the musician, about wanting to change the world, and he's asked, into what? And he says, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a kind of, you know, somewhat monstrous gesture in a way to set off a series of impacts that will become evident later in terms of how they fall into the art world. And
just to be clear, to explain to people, what he's done is once people bought the digital version of the painting, he destroyed the original painting then. Isn't that right? So once they bought the NFT, the non-fungible token, he then destroyed the original. And I just wonder, is he trying to accentuate the value of the digital artwork, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, the decision was made a little bit later than that. He originally made 10,000 works that he felt early on were becoming like a currency. So they were like a banknote. And that was in 2016. So this currency work had happened when he made the decision to ask the buyers whether they wanted an NFT or the original work. So the buyers were split almost half. So it was 5,149 of them decided to hold on to the NFT, and the others actually kept the works. Mm-hmm. So he's burning the works by those collectors that decided to keep the NFT, and he's so-called burning the NFT. So you call it burning when you destroy an NFT by just sort of sending it into a non-existent address. So there's a kind of double burning there.
Is that the future then of artwork, NFTs?
It's the future of some kinds of artworks. The thing about NFTs is that that's worth knowing. And in a way, he's making a kind of translation between a physical work and an NFT. But NFTs started out as a way of exchanging works between people who are already making work in digital format. That's an important thing to remember. I was talking to the artist John Gerard, who moved into, I had kind of assumed had moved into NFTs, but he was moving into NFTs from already producing things that were digital. So there will be some translation. And that's a very specific thing that Hirst has done, is translating a painting into an NFT. And that's, in a way, that's not a usual transaction that an artist would do.
Do you see this, Vary, as a scandal of some sort? I mean, leave aside the PR element of it, the publicity element. Do you see it as something that's extremely valuable and creative, and that it's a scandal that anyone would destroy it in such a way?
No. I think, you know, you may want to create a scandal around it. And in a way, the idea of it might be more scandalous to take something that was created in a different way without this idea of currency behind it. But he made them as kind of moments of currency. So KLF, who were pop stars and artists, they, you know, you might remember the song Justified Ancients of Moo Moo. They created a kind of scandal by burning a million actual quid, as they called it. Yeah. Because they wanted to show it as an exhibition, and that didn't happen. So then they were left with all this money they couldn't get rid of, and they burnt it quite more or less quietly in Scotland, but brought a journalist along. So, you know, you could say the scandal is the artwork. It partly is.
Hang on a second here. So are you saying that, is that like saying that the original artwork isn't as valuable, say, as a Mona Lisa or a Scream or whatever?
No, they weren't made in that way. They were made as to be currency. They were made in a way towards something like this.
But they But people were willing to pay an awful lot of money for them, weren't they?
Yeah, and the value crept up. The value of the NFTs crept up. They were able to exchange the NFTs. So that value was moving up as there was a kind of an NFT explosion about a year ago. Yeah. So that value is moving up. So in a way, you could say that the paintings maybe held their value less well than the NFT because there was this specific kind of experiment happening around them.
But tell me this, without the NFT version of it, and I know it's kind of connected with it, but let's say there wasn't a digital version, would the artwork be as valuable then?
This is debatable because part of the value of it is the debate. Part of the value of it is about reputation. It's about trust. It's about ownership. And it's about making something extraordinary. So in a way, Hirst has made those works, of which he was already making lots and lots of those kinds of works. He's made them extraordinary again by kind of hooking into this whole debate about NFTs and what they're worth. So I think it'd be a very different gesture to destroy something that already had, like the Mona Lisa or any other artwork that had already a whole lot of stuff attached to it, a whole lot of different kind of cultural value. It would have been a different gesture.
Okay, well, it certainly would. And I think you'd be giving me different answers as well. Barry Claffey, thank you very much indeed.